Recurring headaches from the 2012 drought. Well, the drought provided a lot of headaches with low yields and reduced revenue. But it may also provide many agronomic headaches for months to come. First of all, there's a herbicide carryover, since the lack of moisture was not present to activate your 2012 herbicides fully. But the small kernels of corn went through the combine like water and now provided a remarkably healthy cover crop. You not only lost revenue from the grain left in the field, but now have to do something with it before you plant wheat. But it was a stacked gene hybrid, and how do you kill it? Well, cleaning up all the problems from the drought could provide a winter full of challenges. But in some cases, you just don't have the luxury of time. Purdue weed specialist Travis Leglider and Bill Johnson provide some headache remedies for us. First of all, in herbicide carryover. Now, the lack of activation moisture for herbicides not only poses a hidden problem for fall wheat seeding, but potentially for spring planting in 2013. The Purdue weed staff says a typical year would allow the rotational restrictions to play out in a timely manner. But this year's lack of moisture has reduced the dissipation rate. Their biggest concern is for atrazine carryover and the potential injury for wheat that's planted this fall. While labels vary, the majority of atrazine premixed labels range from 14 to 15 months. But Lumax allows wheat planting 4.5 months following application, so Lumax users may have escaped the problem. Leglider and Johnson also point to fomosafen, applied as a post-emergent weed control for soybeans. That's found in Reflex, and Flexstar, Dawn, and Rhythm, which allows wheat 4 months after application. But a late application could pose a problem, particularly if there was limited rainfall. The specialists say that some areas where there's been significant rain should benefit from diminished problems, particularly for next spring. But they warn that producers who've not had the fall rainfalls should still be wary of atrazine and the HPPD inhibitor found in Callisto, Laudis, Corvus, and Impact, and the carryover into soybeans, especially in high pH or high clay content soils. Producers should also be aware of potential imidazoline chemistry, such as that found in Scepter and Pursuit, and the carryover into next year's corn crop. Now, testing for herbicide carryover can certainly be done, and if you've got concerns about herbicide carryover, conduct a bioassay or have your soil analyzed for herbicide residues. That's their suggestions. The bioassay is accomplished by planting a susceptible crop in the suspect soil and then having it tested and compared to a control crop in the non-suspect soil. The concern is that soil types change across a field and reactions can certainly vary per soil type. The other option is to have soil samples analyzed by a commercial laboratory. Both tests should be done in the late fall or early spring to allow for the maximum degradation of the herbicide. Now, if you've got volunteer corn to manage, if your combine was just not set for collecting smaller kernels created by the drought, many of them went out the back with the stover, and they've performed well in germination tests throughout the field. But now you're planning to take advantage of the high market prices and the crop insurance guarantee for 2013 wheat, and you've got a lush green field of volunteer corn in the way. Normally it can be burned down with either Roundup or Liberty, but your 2012 corn had both glyphosate and glufosinate tolerance, and its offspring certainly carry those genes as well. So Johnson and Leglider suggest a couple of alternatives. First of all, fields containing volunteers following either the Roundup Ready or Liberty Link crop can only be controlled with applications of Gramoxone or by tillage. Grass herbicides cannot be used to control volunteer corn prior to wheat planting, as rotational restrictions to wheat vary from anywhere from 30 to 120 days. If you choose to apply Gramoxone, now beware that applications can result in variable control. You have to have a very thorough application, and if your volunteer corn is very heavy, well, that could be a problem. So fields containing heavy volunteer corn population that are glyphosate and glufosinate tolerant would maybe best be managed with tillage prior to any wheat planting. So the 2012 drought has continued to provide challenges well after the diminished harvest. Lack of moisture means a reduced activation of many herbicides. Therefore, many have not degraded and will impact both fall-planted wheat and spring-planted crops next year. To know whether you've got a problem, a bioassay can be conducted on a test crop planted into the soil, or soil could be tested for residue. Another problem, of course, is the emergence of volunteer corn that may contain genetic tolerance for Roundup and Liberty, meaning it can really only be managed with a heavy dose of Gramoxone or by tillage. I'm Stu Ellis.